Summer 2015 is finally here. That means no more homework, tests, or studying. There are many things we can get involved in with our friends and family over the summer. The Monon Center is offering 63 new programs to the community, and many of these are targeted towards teens.
My name is Curtis Baumgartner, and I'm the director of the Monon Community Center. Been here for about 5 years, started out as the recreation manager, and just kind of worked my way up through the ranks. The Monon Community Center's main purpose is just to provide the community with an array of opportunities spanning from anywhere from fitness to programming. We've got swimming, we've got nature opportunities, just a little bit of everything for the community.
Curtis has been planning big things for this summer.
We've got a little bit of everything going on this summer. Whether it be the Tour de Carmel, the family camp out, we've got Bark Timber. Whether you want to come out with your family and enjoy the park, or if you want to come out and do something on your own, we've got a little bit of everything.
Another popular attraction at the Monon is Movies in the Park.
The Movies in the Park take place one in June, one July, one in August. We've got in June, Despicable Me 2 running. It's a PG movie. They all start at about 9:30. In July, we're going to be showing, July 10th, we're going to show Space Jam. And then on August 7th, we're going to show Hunger Games this year. We're thinking that all three of them are going to be extremely popular. But, you know, each of them kind of appeals to a different audience. Hunger Games would be more geared towards that teen age group.
One of the big trends for this summer is technology.
Obviously, the Gaming Academy, video game design, 3D game design, those types of programs are real popular right now.
Curtis says that the most popular attraction towards all age groups is the water park.
During the summer especially, I think a lot of teens and their families want to come out. They want to enjoy the water park, you know, get a cabana, just spend the day there. It's something that you can do as a family. The gymnasium is also very popular. We've got the skate park. There's a little bit of something for everybody to do, whether, you know, you just want to come out to Central Park and walk on the trails, or, you know, spend an afternoon at the water park. We've got just a bit of everything.
Something else you can do this summer is get a job. Having a job gives us a chance to work with others and make friends. Devin Raver is a sophomore at Carmel and works in the concessions at the Monon Center.
Working with others, it helps with, like, communicating skills, I guess. I can work in groups easier than I used to because, like, in the summer, you work with a ton of different people, and so you just get used to being in a group setting. You should get a job that you think you would, like, enjoy a lot. Get a job that maybe other friends work there so you can have fun while working.
Bobby Chin is a senior at Carmel and also works in the concessions with Devin.
The benefit to having a job is independence. When you have a job, you're not relying on your parents to, like, support you with money. Well, working is a way to fit in. Like, you just show them what you got and they'll accept you. It's all about putting yourself out there. Like, I put myself out there and it worked.
As said by Bobby and Devin, getting a job is more of a good thing than a bad thing. Curtis also has some suggestions for teens who are looking for a job this summer.
Be motivated to go out and get that first job. Keep an open mind, show up on time, come dressed for success, and be yourself during the interview. Try your best not to be nervous, and practice, be prepared. That's going to be the key to success. That's going to land you that first job or that summer job.
Enjoy your summer, Carmel High School students. And remember, getting involved with your family and friends in the community and getting a job are both great options for summer 2015. For WHJE Radio, this has been Addie Yost.